This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congressional makes a sweeping agreement on infrastructure and dramatically collapsed. As AP Sagar Magani reports, the president walked out of a meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Mr. Trump's major lenders at Deutsche Bank and Capital One Bank, clearing the way for the banks to comply with congressional subpoenas for the records. AP's Mike Rossi has details.
U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos has refused to block subpoenas from two House panels seeking financial records from two banks that did business with President Donald Trump. Trump and his company filed a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas from the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees were unlawful and unconstitutional. But in a ruling delivered from the bench in New York, Ramos concluded the subpoenas have legitimate legislative purpose. Lawyers for the two committees say they need the documents from Deutsche Bank and Capital One to investigate possible foreign influence in the U.S. political process. I'm Mike Rossia.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian